Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to episode 7 of Nostalgia. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for listening. Today I have with me my lovely, amazing cousin, Janai, who's more like a brother. Janai, do you want to say hi to beautiful people?
Hey, people. How you doing? My name is Janai. People call me Journey in London. I'm a graphic designer, overall creative. I do motion graphics. And yeah, I'm super dad.
So Janai, I have asked you to come with your 5 most nostalgic songs. And I always ask people, how hard was it for you to find those most like nostalgic songs to you and those, you know, kind of compile your playlist?
It was a challenge, I won't even lie. Because everybody has, as you grow, you don't know, like, you listen to music and it marks a different part of your life, and as you get older and each step in your life, there's a song. And then, you know, you might listen to one song and it might mean something when you're 10, but then you listen to it again when you're 20 and you're like, rah, is that what it meant? And that means something totally different. And you're like, okay, all right, cool. So, I mean, it was a challenge. It was, it's probably one of the most challenging things that I've done.
So, no, I hear that. I think even for me, like I said before in the previous episode, it was difficult because, like you said, you go kind of through your songs as you go through life and you learn about different songs and they kind of like attach different meanings. So I guess compiling those 5 most precious memories to you or precious songs to you is a difficult feat. But you did it. And that's why you're here today. So, Johnny, do you want to kick off with your first song?
My first song would definitely, let's see. So I think we'll start out with DMX. Here we go again. That one is, I guess, the way that I'll definitely start it. It's like a marker in my life. It also is like a connector in my life, and it's also like one of those storytelling elements in my life.
No, it's fuck. I kick it to shorty to try to help him understand. Hit him with work, cause yo, that's my little man. He asked a few questions about the game and I told him. So when he made a bad move, it was my place to scold him. Never told him nothing wrong, kept it fair. Didn't listen, so I might as well have been talking to the air. Everybody makes mistakes, a mistake is aight. But if it ain't, I'ma tell you straight, time to say goodnight. Nobody likes to be played, regardless of the relationship. But shorty's finished up big time. I hate this shit. Caught in the middle of having love for a little nigga. No one was expected of me as a real nigga. My next move is crucial. What do I do? How do I keep it real with shorty and my crew? Didn't want to kill him, so instead of putting a Mac on him, I did the only thing I could do. Turn my back on him.
Here we go again. Same old shit, dog. It's a different day. Here we go again. The hides you can do when we play how we play. Here we go again. The man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Here we go again.
How this song like is a marker in my life is it's one of the first like albums that I connected with. It was the and then there was X album. There's a lot of storytelling on it and I was young, but I found it interesting that somebody could express themselves in this way, and they had so many different. There were so many different emotions that went through on that album, but I guess the most important elements of that album and that artist is that it was one of the connecting factors between me and my brothers, and I. Okay, so I grew up in Jamaica, separate, apart from my brothers. My brothers were in England. They lived in England. And I didn't know them. And then when I eventually met them, the connecting factor, or one of the connecting factors to this day that has linked me to them is the music. My brother Shem, he introduced me to like Wu-Tang Clan and like the deep, like, He introduced me to the indie side of music. So like Childish Gambino, when Childish was still recording in his room and stuff. And like all of these underground artists, and then there was my other brother who he was also a music enthusiast, but he was more into like the deep hip hop. I mean, they're both into the deep hip hop, but I guess they had their own flavor on the same rap hip hop game. And so like Splash, he was into like mainstream rap and hip hop, so like the DMX and the Nazis and the Jay-Z's and stuff like that. And we bonded through that. And at the time, one of his favorite artists, or the person that he was spitting more facts about, was DMX. And I was like, oh, I like DMX as well. And so, yeah, we just definitely bonded over that and built a relationship. And to this day, that's one of the major things that we bond over, is music. So I definitely say that, like, DMX, and that song is just one of the many songs. And the other thing is, like, I see that song as a older brother talking to a younger brother. And so, yeah, I like that. I like that whole dynamic, and, like, you're trying to teach your younger brother, but he's just not listening, and you're messing up. And, like, eventually you just, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm.
Like you fully started it off your players with a bang. I think DMX is, no, he's a great guy. He's a great artist. He has been around for a while. He's always kind of had this, I guess, this kind of like aggressive nature to him, and he's quite shouty, and he is a very expressive rapper in his storytelling. And but he's definitely very talented, and he's someone that we haven't really seen for a while, and he hasn't really been on the scene, so it kind of feels like a throwback that you kind of bring into the scene.
He's definitely a throwback, but I mean, I think DMX is, I guess, one of those people that would have suffered from the lack of exposure to that we have now to like issues like drug abuse and mental health. And yeah, like, drug abuse has always been a thing because you don't know, like, Amy Winehouse, yeah, and Kurt Cobain, people like these have all like suffered drug abuse situations. Thankfully he's not dead, but he definitely fell off once the drugs started to take over. And I think that's just like a testament to the people that he probably had around him, management situations, and just overall. So, like, you link potentially, like, the people you've had around him and the demons that he's dealing with, which came out in his music, and the fact that, like, he probably has, like, post-traumatic stress from whatever he's dealt with in us. And, like, I'm not a doctor or anything. I don't know, but
you can kind of pick it up from his music.
Watched enough YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, read enough stuff to be like, yeah, he probably is suffering from some kind of like mental health situation. And I believe that, yeah, he's probably one of the best rappers out there, but he's not called up there with like the Tupacs and the Biggies, even though I think he's probably a better storyteller than a lot of, yeah, you thought I was going to say something controversial. Like, yeah, nah, I'm not that guy. But he's probably a better storyteller, like top five storytellers out there. Storytellers and top 10, like, writers in terms of, like, getting a point across or getting an emotive feel across. I know a lot of people just think of DMX as because he's like a party guy or somebody who just like really like shouts on his track and it's like rough, rough. But I mean, his albums and his music, it transcends like a bunch of different emotions, and it speaks to like different things. And that's why I know, like, their grandma, where he's like breaking down the family and talking to his grandma and saying how he misses his grandma and stuff like that. Rough Riders Anthem, where, you know, that's like the streets and things like that. And he has, and like the different Damien's, like Damien 1, 2, 3, I think, I believe, where he's like talk. It's like a conversation to himself, but it's also a conversation between, I think, him and like a demon or something like that. So it's like he's multi-dimensional in the way that he comes across. And yeah, I think that was that's one of the great things about him. I wish like he had made better choices, or he had been able to keep it going up until this point. I mean, of course, he's still touring and he's still doing his things, but I don't think
he's that much in the limelight, and he's not so much of a like kind of big artist.
Yeah, where people like in his time,
he was huge.
He's huge, but I don't think he gets the respect that he should get now.
Yeah,
and that's just unfortunate, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and I think like just going back to what you were saying about, you know, those who kind of made like those artists who kind of made the wrong choices, and those who kind of like went astray. R.I.P. Juice WRLD, in terms of like, you know, what you've been through, died from a young age because of like drug abuse and all those stuff. And I guess as an artist, it's ultimately music is ultimately like expression. So, you know, the pain that he's been through, and I guess what you're kind of tapping into and what you're feeling is that emotiveness, and just him kind of digging out the past and digging out those emotions that he's really feeling, and just expressing them through his words and his lyrics. But, you know, a lot of artists that, you know, I don't know, I don't necessarily do drugs, but I guess, you know, they kind of, I guess it's a form of escapism. I guess it's a form of them, you know, trying to express themselves, or just kind of trying to numb the pain to kind of, or even just keep ahead of the game and kind of keep on top of things. Do you know what I mean? It's pretty sad. Like, it's, you know, the last couple of years, we lost kind of some late great artist throughout the years, have we?
Yeah, XXXTentacion. Mac Miller last year. I mean, Nipsey, but Nipsey wasn't due to like any drugs or stuff.
Just gang related stuff, kind of.
Stupid humans and stupid guns.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Little Peep.
Dark. Yeah.
We've lost a few.
Yeah, and now we've lost
Juice WRLD.
Yeah. Man freestyle for an hour. Like, that was like, I remember watching that and being like, yeah, that's sick, you know. Cause that means that one, he had the talent, and he just gone now over some stupidness. I think he was like, well, it's alleged that he was just trying to hide pills. So he just swallowed the pills that he was trying to hide. And it wasn't necessary. Like, I mean, we've lost somebody who had great talent.
Yeah.
Over, like, drugs that just wasn't necessary. And, like, people have gone to jail over it. And it's just a madness for no reason.
Honestly. The late greats. R.I.P. Juice WRLD.
Yeah, you should have a late greats. Not a late greats, but a greats... like people who've died episode, like just themed.
Just themed. Definitely.
Good luck picking five of those.
Oh,
I'd love to. I'll be listening for that.
I don't think, like, I could pick five. There's too many.
Good luck with that.
Oh, that's a challenge right there. That is a challenge right there. But on to your next song, Johnny. You're taking it way back, like way, way back, and you're digging some nostalgia that some might say not is even from your era, from your time. The great Nat King Cole.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend.
find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? Sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Nat King Cole is, what would we say? Nat King Cole is the guy that, like, he's just so smooth. His lyrical content was also smooth. He'd make you, like, he'd make you laugh, he'd make you cry, he'd just pick you up. So one of my morning routines was when I was in college, was that I used to work in the computer lab, so I used to get access to the computer labs early, and I used to set up the computer labs.
Yeah.
And I would get in there and I would just start playing music, and I would try to start my day off or my morning off with like some really positive music or something that wasn't in the vein of like what was either mainstream or what was hip. So I would play Nat King Cole or some Frank Sinatra or Louis Armstrong and stuff like that. So what happened was there were so after a while, like there were some students who used to come to the
And this is back in Jamaica.
Yeah, used to come just to hear what I was playing in the morning, because it was just so weird that, like, I think at that time I was maybe 18 or 19, and I was like in there playing Nat King Cole in the morning, and it's not something that they were familiar with or used to, or it's what their parents would be listening to. And because it's one of those things where it's in a context. So if your parents are listening to it, then fuck that shit. Nobody wants to hear that. Or if it's something that you'd hear while your parents were listening to that, then you'd be like, nah.
Subconsciously, it would be like...
I'm like, nah, I don't want to hear that. But when they used to come to school and then they used to hear it at school, they would give it a chance because it was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it's coming from someone that's of their age. Yeah. It feels a bit more like safe. Like, okay, yeah, this might be cool.
Yeah, and so he has a lot of songs that were like L.O.V.E. and Pretend and like Mona Lisa and stuff like that. Those are like three of my favorite songs from him. But they were like, I'd say they were very positive, and I try to be a positive person as best I can. So you, a lot of people who know me know that I'm, they'd say I'm, some people say I'm like too positive, or I have a very positive outlook. As in, don't get me wrong, like there are times when I'm like,
we all have our days, you know what I mean? Low.
But on a normal basis, I'm trying to be as positive, or I'm trying to look at things from as positive a view as I can. I think Nat King Cole has a few songs that definitely allow somebody to think in that mind frame and think on those things.
Why this song? Why this song? Why particularly this song? Why Pretend?
I think it's coming from, well, yeah, so in college, I think we were particularly, like, things were, like, bad.
How so?
Yeah, things were bad. So I was in college. I had, like, a bunch of things were going on in my first year. So my advisor had said that I was selling drugs on campus. They're saying that I was holding, parties on the dorms. There was like a bunch of things that were happening.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, I got academically suspended from school. And because they said I was selling drugs, I had to go to therapy and I had to do blood tests and...
Oh, wow.
And urine tests every week to, like... Because we were fighting it, because obviously I wasn't doing any of those things.
Just all allegations.
And like, yeah, at that point in my life, I was, yeah, I was pretty nerdy. So it wasn't even about me trying to, like, yeah, I wasn't cool enough or like mentally like on things like that to be doing that. And so, like, there was this guy, this other guy, and he didn't come back, but he was actually doing those things. He was selling the weed. He was like a really cool guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like the guy that everybody was outside talking to on in the cafeteria and stuff like that. And I guess they needed somebody to
kind of play.
Yes. So they just put it on me and I was like, oh, yeah, this is not really a thing. So I ended up having to go back a year and it was just rough. And so this particular song is like, you know, they're gonna tell you not to pretend and not to like just, but it's sometimes you just have to put yourself in the place where you want to be, even if the place that you're at is not that place.
Yeah.
So it's like some positive visualization kind of situation. And I think this song is just one of those things. It tells you that, you know, it might be shit, but you need to just pretend and just be happy. And like, if you pretend enough, you'll eventually just be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's something that I believe in. I believe in that, like, things might not be great. I mean, you can accept that they're not great, but you can still be happy nonetheless. Another song that Nat King Cole has is, like, Smile.
Yeah.
Smile is, like, one of my jams as well.
Is that, like, one of your
jams? Yes, yeah, it's just... I think I have like 3 or 4 morning tunes that come straight from Nat King Cole. Because
mm-hmm.
he's just a positive guy. But Nat King Cole was introduced to me by Raymond Wiley. And Raymond Wiley is somebody that I consider to be like my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I was younger, I just adopted a grandfather because my grandfather passed away before I got to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I was walking with my mom one day down the road in our neighborhood and I saw this lady and she was in her garden and like I was walking beside my mom. And then my mom, like, walked in front of me, like, 2 steps. Like, so she wasn't doing it. Like, it wasn't an unreasonable amount to stay. Yeah, sure.
She just
but I was just like, oh, look, a lady in a garden. And I just dashed off. And, like, she took 2 more steps, looked back. Because, obviously, you know, if you walk in with a 4-year-old or a 3-year-old and you don't hear the 3-year-old and you're like, where the fuck's 3-year-old? And then she's like, Janai. And then like she turned around and took the 5 steps that would have gotten her back to where I was. And she saw me in the garden playing with this lady. And then big up Mimi. Mimi became like my grandmother, and then her husband, Ray, they kind of became my grandparents. And Ray used to listen to like all sorts of kind of, what would you call it? He listened to all sorts of old music, which was really great. And I just grew up listening to all of that. And I'd think about how like happy it'd make him, and he'd listen to it on vinyl and stuff. And
oh, vinyl, so that
was the next level. Yeah, yeah. So I just grew up like listening to the oldies, and I think it influenced how my musical taste and what I appreciate, and like even because of that now, you know, you can understand that they're samples, like, so like I listen to music and I'll be like, wait, I know this song. Like, where do you, like, so I've had arguments with people about, oh, no, this is the first person to sing this song. And I'll be like, no, this is not, this song was sung by XYZ, like, back in the day, and I'd send them on their journey, and they'd be like, oh, yo, I didn't even know that. I thought that this was the first time this song. I was like, no. Like, everything's kind of like a sample of everything. Or
definitely.
Or some songs are samples of some songs. And, I mean, so I think that has definitely impacted the way that I appreciate music. And, I'm really appreciative for his influence in my life.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, he's dead now, and so is she. But
so
R.I.P., you know? No, they're old. Old people need to die. It's just how they live. And like, they live their life. Yeah, you know? Next song. Alright, yeah, I guess this is a perfect segue into Wish You Were Here.
By the time you get this letter, I might be doing better. It's kinda hard trying to survive in all this crazy weather. Everybody wants my number, everybody's calling my name. But in the midst of all of this, I can still hear you say, oh,
son, walk upright and straighten your tie.
You don't want one of them good jobs to pass you by, no.
Don't act no fool,
no.
I'm watching.
And now that you're gone, it still feels like you do. I wish
you were here to see the things I've done. I wish you were here. You'd be so proud of your son. I wish you were here to celebrate.
Ask me, is it lonely at the top, or do I find comfort in all the things I've got? Well, these cars keep me moving, these planes keep me high, $1 million home, but I'm barely getting back home.
I miss our calls.
Whoa.
One thing you used to say things got hard
on me.
Oh, Lord. And then those walls
it's
just the simple things.
We still do all of this, but only in my dreams. I wish, oh, wish you were here with me to see the things I've done. I wish you would be so proud of yourself.
I wish you
yeah, this is my song. This is that one, you know, that teary eyed, tear jerking kind of situation, which definitely appeals to Meme, cause Meme was a G.
Yeah,
she used to, she's really hold me down and listen to my favorite stuff, and
just was there for you.
She was like, she just showed me another side of life and like what things could be, and Ray as well. And so I think this song just speaks to the two of them and what they represented in my life. That's what
that's why you chose this song. No, I totally hear that, and that's really powerful how this song you've attached to these people that are just totally important to you and totally completely shaped you. And did you just kind of hear this song and just think, like, just the lyrics just spoke to you entirely, and you just started to think about your grandparents and the part they played, and that just kind of became their song? Like, what was the process, or was it kind of just a very automatic kind of connection that you made from this song to your grandparents?
I think there are a few songs that I connect to my grandparents. One of them is DMX, The Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the name of the song. I don't think.
I
don't remember quite what it was, but there's that, and then there's this song. Yes, I think it's more the lyrics and like what it says and how it's put together and the structure of it. It definitely evokes these kind of emotions. I find that Jamie Foxx, being the multidimensionally talented human being that he is, the fact that he's able to tell stories visually and also tell stories audibly is a very impressive thing for anybody to be able to do. So like, you listen to his albums and you'll be like, he's on it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say he's like one of the greatest musicians, but in terms of being a creative, he's one of the best to do it. And the way that he's kind of just did his acting thing,
I fully believe it. Yeah. And probably to this day, I believe that that's what real Charles looks like, and that's just real Charles. Like, he played Ray so well.
Yes.
Yeah, so exceptionally well.
It's one of those things where, he knows his place, or he does his thing. He's not trying to be a musician or he's an actor who can sing. He's not a musician. So like that balance that he does and the way that his swagger and everything. So like, I just think he's pretty dope, and I like the track, I like the words, I like the production of the words. It was sick, man. Sick.
That's a good song. I can hear and I can see like how much these songs have meant so much to you, and I didn't even know the backstories to them, so it's interesting kind of listening and kind of learning about why these particular songs were so important to you and the stories that they have behind that. And yeah, I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you being so honest and so vulnerable. And your next song is a little bit lighter.
Indeed. The next song would be Miss Fat Booty by Mos Def.
I knew you was trouble, but I disregarded detour signs. It did not stop till you was mine. I guess God was like, I fine. Careful what you wish for, cause you just might get it in heaps. Try to give it back and be like, nah, that's yours to keep. So poetic, baby girl, you make it hard to speak. My dream lover make it hard to sleep.
I wrote a little song about it.
And she came with the same type game to hear a new pride, that shoes, brand new Gucci frame. Big things, I think you can't hardly explain. And she walked past the lane, she made mine turn insane. Had seen her on the island, spotted her on my monitor. Hair so fat, she think police try follow. Watch it, la la la. Head breaking the bedwork corridor. Man, see her touches a man you feel sorry for. Hustlers, bubblers, jugglers, sufferers. All wanna know what her name and phone number was. They spending up the money like customer be touch her up. Bank account, they done it up. Hey, some on the money top, some boy up, they done it up. Yeah, I'm trying to ride with a diamond like yo. Looking pretty in the club, plus you love Mosu.
Ass by the stack, by the press match. Hair rap, Roman style, chunky, that's how I like my batch. You a rose from the hood, smoked out of 89. Rehabbing back, you had a baby by Vine, but that's irrelevant. Bygones is bygones, Calgon is Calgons. Love it when you jump in ghost thongs, stepping out of BBQs. Remember when we licked the cream out of Susie Q's? Spaghetti jewels, the big word on the street. You like Millie Jackson in the new Mac flick, carrying heat for say Oprah with a makeover. Billie Jean slash Dairy Queen fantasy is can I eat you on a swing. See, it's written all over my face. Daily news, big bold letters, front page. Stocks, how it tastes.
To all the finance, ghetto troublemakers from all over the world. Out from New York to LA, Miami to Atlanta, GA, Cadillac, Bay. Any place in the world that they stay, even Japan and the UK. You know you got the.
What's your? The way she a shock, wine and cock out. Do a hand tie and make a backside pop out.
What's your?
If you don't have the VIP lockout, then big dollars to talk about. Just turn around and walk out. Exotic fabrics, speech elaborate, think it's midday traffic. Running game like the Mavericks, making time seem elastic when we stretch out and smash it. Then vanish like a phantom up and wreck my understanding. Like, yeah. What?
Special, special dedication to all the fine ass ghetto troublemakers out in the world today. Some in this very party right here, right now, tonight. Some of them listening to this song in their jeep. Some of them listening to this song at their job. Some of them running game with some cat right now. I want you to just rock and bounce with that. Rock and bounce with that. I say girls, 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 reach out and clap your hands. I be the fabulous man, so just play the fabulous fan.
If anybody knows me, knows like likes me a lady with a big back.
You like big batty girl.
But you like. Know, as in, we're not gonna, you know, we're not going to linger on this topic for too long. But you know, the bigger the better. But you know, anyway, so Mos Def is one of my favorite artists, like of all time. He will probably be in my top five, just because. He is just
phenomenal.
Sick, bro. Like,
he should be up there.
So I remember when I first heard the track,
yeah,
and then I was like, "Rah, I know this song," but the song that I knew wasn't the song, wasn't the Misfit Booty, it was the sample on the song. And then I was just like, all right, this song is dope, you know. Just sick. Just sick.
What is
this? And wow, she caught me out right now. Because I was like, I'm here thinking about it. And I'm like, I cannot remember for the life of me what this sample is. But I promise you that by the time I'm done talking about this, I'll remember what it was.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Yes.
One step ahead.
Yes. And when you listen to that, and then you look at the way that he's, like, he's incorporated that into, like, you just feel like jumping out the window, you know, because it's, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was just like, yep, this is my guy. And then there's all the stuff that he did with Talib Kweli and Black Star. And it's just like, yeah. And then because obviously he is talking about women and stuff like that, and he's also talking about a relationship and things of that nature, I'm like, yeah, I can relate to this song. And I can relate to this song. I can relate to this song musically because of the music production or the beat. I can relate to this song because of the lyricism. And I can relate to this song because it's like, I can understand, like, you're really feeling somebody. And then at the end of it, realizing that she's just like, nah, she's not on it. she's not on it. And yeah, she'd rather be doing other things.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've been there. I mean, not exactly like that, but I've been there and I've experienced
it. People have been in like similar situations where, like, you know, as much as you like a person, they're not necessarily liking you on the same kind of vibe and level as you like them, you know what I mean?
I think that might have been one of the first songs that I'm probably knew from start to finish. It was just like that whole song was just an experience for me. And then it was also one of those things that I knew would separate me from my peers, because I think around that time, like, Mos Def is mainstream, but not mainstream in the sense that he's equivalent to like a J. Cole now.
Yeah.
So he's like spitting lyrics and bars, and it's conscious and it's
still relatable.
It's very relatable. Yeah. It's very on brand, but it's not on brand because he's not big chain, big diamonds, big. And yeah, as in, I wanted to be like Mos.
Yeah.
Because Mos was just like, in my, like, he was just so cool. And then I think, and then he started to act. So he did like Love and Basketball, and You Don't Know, like,
classic,
Love and Basketball, and he was in that, and I was just like, oh yeah, this guy's so cool, you know. And then yeah, of course, he's, you know, chatting up Queen Latifah, and I was like, my guy. So yeah, it's just like Mos Def was one of those very relatable, talented creatives that. And he's also like an activist. And then he did the whole social commentary situation.
He did. He was very, like,
cool. Yeah, and like ended up changing his name to Yasin Bey. And like, I think it's, if I remember correctly, he can't go to America now, he can't go to America, and so move to wherever. And, like, he's one of those people who really stick to his beliefs. And he's just like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stick to that and just be on that. And, yeah, like,
he said, treat himself through and through.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why, like, I respect that man so much. He's like, yeah, on it.
Yeah. I think My Umi Says by Mos Def is like one of the songs on my morning playlist and my morning mantra. Totally reminds me of my nephew. Like, I think that's like an icon, like just an iconic album altogether. Just the lyrics of My Umi Says and just about you just being yourself and just being who you are. Like, he just kind of spoke, like you said, it's the next level of consciousness and next level of awareness of self and love of self. Like, he was just that conscious, relatable rapper. Yeah, very, very J. Cole. Like, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. But do you remember, like, when you first heard this song? Like, how old were you?
I don't remember. I know I saw I know I saw the I know I remember like when I saw the video for the first time, I think I was watching BET.
Yeah.
And I was in the living room. And yeah, it's one of those days when you just have BET in the background and the music is just playing all day. And I don't know what I was doing. And then I was like, yeah, I know this song. And I thought it was the Aretha, but it wasn't.
And then it's like...
just like, oh, what? And then the visuals are the, and he's just chilling, driving in his car. And I was just like, yeah, this is sick. But obviously that wasn't my first experience with him, because I had known him from before that. But it was, yeah, I think that was when I like really started to pay attention.
Yeah, that song, the whole visuals and how he kind of portrayed himself.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, man.
So I believe we have one more song, Johnny. It's one more song, and your last song is by Tyrese. You're pulling out all the stops, you're pulling out those nostalgic stops, boy.
This one for the ladies, you know,
for staying with us and thank you for listening. As always, we are looking for guests to come on our show and share their stories and songs. Please visit our Instagram page to find out how, and be sure to share, like, comment, and tell a friend.